You know, the world is dying for the want of hearing the words of God in the earth. You know how desperately needed the prophetic cry is? Where are the prophets of our generation that will shake a slumbering nation?
See, nobody wants to really look at reality because the picture is too painful.
God Almighty doesn't care if he sends America bankrupt. He doesn't care if we have to stand in red lines. He doesn't care if our automobiles rust because we know gasoline. And that could happen very easily.
How many people know what the root meaning of the word worship is? It is utter prostration and bowing before God in abject and total dependency upon him. Have you ever been that flat out? You can't even whimper or groan, let alone have anything clever to say or to pray. You're finished, and you're finished together. And if God doesn't answer, you've had it.
That's the sort of Christian you are? You're only playing at it.
We are the biggest defenders of all in the church world. Because we want to create this lovely illusion. Everything's good. All is well. We don't want people to stop long enough and think and say, what's the matter? But we don't seem to wake up to reality. We are seduced by our powerful services and our lovely buildings.
What is the extent of your ambition in God? You want to have a snazzy program and multiply the congregation? And have all kinds of youth work and retreats and nice things going and prison ministries and elderly and all that stuff and have your budget balanced and have a good staff and a happy congregation and every service will be a delight.
That's the sort of Christian you are! You're only playing at it!
Praise the Lord. How many love to be in the happening church? I love to be in the happening church. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's happening, it's happening. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm happy, I'm happy. Say, I love you, I love you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How many are glad to be here? I'm glad to be here. How many are glad to be here next week, next week, next week? Bring a visitor, I'll bring a visitor. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Take out money with the left hand, the right hand. Put the money in, take the money out. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. New building, glory to God, new building, new praise team. Praise the Lord, new prophetic this, new praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God forbid anybody stops long enough and says, what in the world are we doing?
What will you rather have, a successful church or an apostolic glory?
But we actually think, listen to me, we actually think that going into a building and singing a few songs with musical accompaniment and listening to a message and giving money is going to scare the devil.
Oh no, did you hear the way they sang on Sunday? The corners of hell are shaking. Did you hear that prophecy? Did you see the new building plans?
Where are the men who are passionate and consumed with the things of God, who see by the eye of God, right through the haze and the mist, to the true and the eternal realities, and can speak them by the power of God that will shake people awake?
He didn't say you have to be willing to take up your cross. He said you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, which means the end of your life and the beginning of a new life in Him. It means not only death to sin, it means death to human will. It means death to fleshly desires. It means death to the love of this world. And now I live to do the will of God. End of subject. Everything changes. Our orientation changes.
Turn back to the book of Leviticus. See what it took for the ordination of priests. See men who had blood dripping from fingernails to elbows in sacrifices and heave offerings and splattered with oil and splattered with blood and washed in water and dressed in linen and publicly humiliated in all of these things before the congregation who stood at the door of the tent of the meeting to watch it.
These men were giants!
When the whole bloody business was finished, men who knew what sacrifice meant because you could no longer distinguish them from the sacrifice. They were so full of the blood and the gore of it. Wearied. There was nothing left of them, which is God's perfect beginning.
These men were giants.
No hotshot bravado. No men who are going to do things for God. How many of you have an itch to do for God? To run and go and be seen and perform. Shot through with human ambition. Wanting to justify yourself. Wanting to be seen doing.
That's the sort of Christian you are. You're only playing at it.
You'll never have apostolic glory from such vessels as that. Only men who are utterly dead unto themselves, steeped in blood, and who have been burned out at the door that tended the meeting. On the eighth day, the day of new beginnings, the glory of God fell for the priests who gave themselves to that kind of ordination.